Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you a video on the topic of Calvinism and this irresistible grace heresy. And so in Hebrews 4 verse 16, the Bible reads, "Let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And so here in Hebrews 4, you see that it says you should come boldly onto the throne of grace. Now, if this is something that was automatic, that you would just yield to God's grace in all situations, and if he calls you, you'll accept it, then why is it that he proclaims, hey, let us come boldly onto the throne of grace? He's basically saying, please do this. Come boldly onto the throne of grace. If it's irresistible, you'd never even have to mention it. It wouldn't be something where you'd have to try to encourage or motivate people to come to the throne of grace. It would just be automatic. And so what Calvinism teaches is that God's grace is irresistible, that if he calls you and he chooses you, you will end up believing on Jesus Christ. You will end up getting saved. That's not consistent with what the Bible says, because here in Hebrews 4:16, it just very clearly says, let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace. Now, this is something that we do both as unbelievers and believers. To believe on Jesus Christ, you must come boldly onto the throne of grace, because we are saved by grace. And as believers afterwards, every single day we get right with God, we come boldly onto the throne of grace. Okay, so salvation is one thing, but even on a daily basis, we come to God and ask for cleansing in our lives. We want to get close to God. But they have this idea that God's grace is just always irresistible. So if God calls you before you're saved, you're going to come boldly onto that throne of grace. And if you're after you're saved, hey, you know what? You're going to come boldly onto that throne of grace. But then why is it that he says, let us therefore? He's basically imploring them, trying to convince them to come boldly onto the throne of grace. That shows us it's not automatic. Thank you, and God bless.